And so when millions of humans live like that, then the result is what we read as human history, a dreadful tale of incredible suffering that humans inflict on each other and other life forms on the planet. Incredible suffering. And so the same you see on television tonight, when you switch on the news, you will see just how mad the collective consciousness is of humanity in its present evolutionary stage. And yet, here we are. Here we are, and we recognize that all that is a form of, one could say, collective mental illness that humanity is suffering from. And so one could say, well, why? How can God allow a whole species to become mentally ill? I heard that question somewhere in somebody's mind. And of course, you can ask the same question on a personal level. Does God allow me to be ill? How dare he, she, it, to allow me to be ill, to suffer? And of course, within the larger whole, everything has its place, and everything is as it should, including your personal illness for the moment. Doesn't mean healing cannot happen. But there are many humans here who were brought here, who would not be here if they had not suffered some kind of dysfunction in their lives, physical illness perhaps, or some great loss. And so you can already see on your personal level that your suffering, your physical suffering, whatever it may be, to some extent began to dissolve the egoic structures in your mind. It started to shake it loose, so that something else could come through. And you suddenly found yourself becoming interested in the present moment. And then you end up here. And no matter what your story is, and some of you may feel that it was all one big mistake, the story of me was all one big mistake. You are here now. And that's an amazing thing to be here now and see that was the story. And the outcome of all that big mistake was that now you are stepping out of it and you realize it as, yes, on the level of form, this is how my life unfolded. And now let me speak personally for one moment.